This is Henry Root, your host for Putting On the Mind of Christ. Each week we go into the Ave Maria CD library. We pull on a talk or two to see what our Lord might have to say to us. Most of these talks are recorded at area gatherings and conferences. Most of the speakers are nationally known. The topics are varied, but they are all centered on the Lord, and they all are worth your listening time. You're back from Mass. It's not yet dinner time. Why not sit back and join us? Be fed on the Lord. Listen this and every Sunday afternoon at 3 for Putting On the Mind of Christ on 990 WDEL in the Metro Detroit area and 1440 WMAX in the Saginaw Valley. Putting On the Mind of Christ is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
Can achieve that long-lasting, beautiful smile, a smile that looks completely natural when you visit Advanced Dentistry Center. Dr. Sue Hale Matty graduated from the prestigious Tufts University School of Dental Medicine. His expanded knowledge of general dentistry and advanced training in dental implants makes Advanced Dentistry Center the place you can trust for your family. Located on Telegraph Road, north of 13 Mile in Bingham Farms, learn more about Dr. Matty's practice by visiting AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
Capernaum, Calvary, the Mount of Beatitudes, the Mount of Transfiguration, Bethlehem, and Nazareth. Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo, host of Catholic Connection, and those are just a few of the beautiful holy sites and holy cities you'll visit when you join me and author, speaker, and certified guide Steve Ray on our next pilgrimage to the Holy Land, June 3rd through the 13th, 2010. And your trip includes round-trip airfare from New York, three nights hotel along the Sea of Galilee, and five nights in Jerusalem. Plus, daily Mass, daily talks and teachings for both Steve and myself, and of course, great food, fellowship, and an awful lot of fun. It's a life-changing and faith-growing experience. So join us, won't you, in the Holy Land, Steve Ray and myself, June 3rd through the 13th. Reservations may be obtained at Corporate Travel, 313-565-8888. Or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net at the Holy Land link. Hi, this is Teresa Tomeo. Are you a Catholic business owner? Well, you know, in tough economic times, some businesses do better than others, and yours can be one of them. It's all how you target the advertising. Well, when you display your business in the CatholicBusinessPages.com online business directory, you're letting people know you're out there. Catholic consumers who want to do business with companies they can trust, and we're not talking about a lot of money here. How about rates starting at less than a dollar a day? So check it out. Go to CatholicBusinessPages.com, enter promo code AMR, and save.
This is full-time Catholic radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the Internet at WDEO.net.
Hello, my name is Susan, and I'm here to tell you why I support Ave Maria Radio. I found the truth. I was born and raised Catholic and grew up with a solid foundation for my faith. We attended Mass weekly, participated in devotions, and went to confession regularly. However, I didn't have a true understanding of the reasons for my faith, and I had a heart that lacked the desire to live it. Many years later, I attended a heart-to-heart talk and saw Father John Ricardo. I knelt before the Blessed Sacrament. There was something inexpressible. I knew I was in the presence of holiness, of greatness. Yet, I felt accepted, even celebrated. After that night, the Holy Spirit gave me such a hunger and desire to learn as much as I could about my faith. I saw an Ave Maria radio brochure and decided to tune in. It was just what I was looking for, the truth at last. I was learning the history of the Church. I learned that Calvin and Wesley were not just colleges, and that Martin Luther led the Reformation in the 16th century and not the 1960s. I was exposed to great thinkers and philosophers such as Aquinas and Augustine, and learned that Constantine was actually a good guy. I heard intelligent interviews with interesting people about fascinating things, as well as politics and the economy. I learned what a deacon is. I learned that you do not have to be a virgin to be a nun or a priest. I learned that it is not the priest's job to evangelize, that we are all sent at the end of each Mass to go forth and tell people about Jesus and the amazing gift of our faith. I discovered the depth and richness of the liturgy, the wonder and sheer awe of the Mass, and most of all, I found the love and beauty of Jesus in the Eucharist, that Jesus is truly present to us, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Blessed Sacrament. And I heard people, many people, whose hearts were just like mine, people from all walks of life, Catholic, non-Catholic, secularists, atheists, all talking about their spiritual journey and where they found truth and such joy in our one true faith, the Catholic Church. So for this and much, much more, I'm so very grateful to our Heavenly Father, as I do not deserve His infinite mercy and generosity in receiving my gift of faith. But I'm also truly grateful for Ave Maria Radio and all the staff for bringing the truth into my life. Today, so many in the media and our popular culture try to diminish any aspect or acknowledgement of God. There is a great need for many opportunities for people to hear the voice of truth. Please support Ave Maria Radio's pledge drive so that they may continue to speak the truth to all those who seek it. Thank you.
Live from the studios of Ave Maria Radio, it's the 2010 Spring Membership Drive.
I listen to WDEO because years ago it was one of the main things that brought me back to the Catholic Church.
But it gives me more knowledge, more words to speak to those who don't understand our faith.
To make your contribution or your pledge, just dial toll-free 1-877-288-1077. And now, Crest in the Afternoon's Nick Tom and Notes from Above co-host Tom Lowy.
That's right. Shoot them before they run now.
That's right.
That's right. Do the mashed potato.
That's right. We love mashed potatoes. I love the fandango.
Yeah. That's good music. I'll tell you. Every time I hear that, it just jumps me up, man. That does. It jumps me up. That is good. Yeah.
We need that energy. We need that wonderful life energy.
Absolutely do.
I want to say some thank yous.
Oh, good, good, good.
Why don't you take half and I'll take half.
Okay.
Later.
Yeah, because people have been responding. Is that up to date?
That's
the,
not anywhere near up to date.
Okay.
I have to do that right now.
Okay, but while we're doing this, I'm going to go and explain to you something, folks. There is a challenge on the board right now. It's called the Mater Ecclesia. It means Mother Church. And the way it works is that if you can make a pledge of $20 a month or $240 a year, another $100 will be added to your gift. That means that $240 becomes $340 for Ave Maria Radio, and you become eligible for a day sponsorship. So if you want a day sponsorship, what a great time to call. We still need to get two more of those to go and redeem that challenge. So give us a call right now. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-877-288-1077. Again, that number is 1-877-288-1077. You want to start giving some thank yous?
Well, yeah, I want to thank the law offices of Jason Negri.
Cool.
He's a good friend of ours out of Whitmore Lake. Thank you very much, Jason, and God bless you for your support.
We got Emmanuel, who called in from West Brandywine, Pennsylvania.
Woo!
Nice. St. Peter's is the parish, and it looks like he's a chaplain at a VA hospital. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Emmanuel, for the work that you do. That is big work, man. He likes to listen to the doctors in Catholic Answers and is taking advantage of the day sponsorship. And this is fine. This is fine, Father. It's Father Emmanuel. And he's chosen September 8th with an exclamation point because it is Our Lady's birthday. And it is the anniversary of his priesthood.
Nice. That's
nice.
A great day to be ordained on.
That is a nice one. Thank you, Father.
Just put those in a pile right there.
Put those in a pile
right
there.
And I want to say thanks to Jim, who's from Walled Lake. He's also taking advantage in honor of Knights of Columbus at St. William of Vercelli.
Okay.
Number 4064. And his date is to be determined.
That's fine.
So you call him now and get the date that he wanted.
No. Here's what's going to happen.
There's lots of dates available. And also, each station has the entire calendar available.
Right, exactly right. And I will call him, too, by
Absolutely.
The way. I'm the person, you're going to hear my voice on, one day. I'm going to call you up and say, it looks like you got a day sponsorship. Let's go and choose that date.
Amen.
And then we'll fill it up.
That's right.
I want to go and thank Roxanne from Romulus. She likes listening to, she likes Mother Angelica. We do have her on I believe, on the weekends. And then Dr. Ray is another favorite of hers. And I can't give the date out because then it'll tip off what this gift is all about and what that day sponsorship. Roxanne, thank you very much. That's a special day.
Well, we want to say thank you to Mary from Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
And Mary likes TT and Al. She's taking advantage of, advantage of the day. That's why I'm not on the microphone a lot to swallow my tongue. Taking the advantage of the day sponsorships in honor of Father Mark Bartkowski.
Cool.
Bartkowski, right?
All right. Yeah, Bartkowski. Yeah,
beautiful. That's what I'm... So she's from Detroit. Thank you very much, Mary, for your support.
We got Debbie from Livonia called in, also taking advantage of it and has a day sponsorship.
And we want to thank Manny from Lehigh Acres in Florida for your generous support. He's a member of St. Raphael's.
And we got Elmer. I love that. Thank you, Elmer. Looks like Pierre, Michigan is the I don't even know where that is, and I know pretty much all the towns in Michigan, but that one I don't think I know. But thank you, Elmer. My gosh, that's great. And here we have is that Anita?
I'd say Anita.
And oh, thank you very much. I'm not reading well. It is Anita, right? Commerce Township in Michigan here. And Mother of God Chaldean Parish and 18 years old. Anita.
Wow.
Thank
God
you.
God bless you, Anita.
You know, I mean, this is terrific, Anita. I'm going to go and crow about this one here too. You know, she is going to make this. This is in memory of someone that she loved dearly, I think I'm going to go and honor that person right now. Okay, it's Anita's sister-in-law who passed away, Amal Kashat Kesto, and so she's going to go and have a day sponsorship July 14th in honor of her sister-in-law. And Anita, that's a great heart that you have. God bless you, and I'm sure that you are a blessing to the people who know you. So thank you so very much. Again, that number to call, and you can take advantage of this as well, is 1-877-288-1077. Give us a call and let us know that you're out there. No gift is too small. I don't want to go and discourage people from giving gifts of other sizes. You know, whatever you're able to go and assist with right now is going to be very, very valuable to us. We are behind our schedule right now.
Yeah, you know? We're about 50, 60 calls behind.
Yeah.
All in all. You know, no gift is too small, no gift is too great. I like to think of it in the words of the morning offering. Oh, my Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I offer you all my prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of this day. Right? Mm-hmm. All.
All.
Every moment, every breath I'm taking, I want to get there. I know that we can't do that all day. I know that we strive to, though.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways is to share treasure. And that's what this is all about right,
right
now.
Right, exactly.
It's about sharing treasure. And we all have some treasure. We have lots of talents. This room is filled with people who are talented and want to offer their time and their talent, mm-hmm. answering the phones and typing in data and helping us just present this drive.
Right, right.
And praise God for that. And that's a wonderful thing. And you... Have you ever been broken? Have you ever sat in your car and cried or woken up in the middle of the night despair? You know?
Yeah,
there's
what's,
hope
next?
Out
what's
there.
Next?
What's
year?
Next? What's next? What's next is what's on that guy's bumper? Catholic radio. What is that? A bunch of Hail Marys all day? No, we're looking at all of life through the lens of scriptures and the teachings and traditions of the church. And we're showing you hope. Hope, 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 hope. And you can be our partner in that. Right now, say a prayer. Think about how you want to partner with Ave Maria Radio to reach out to broken people and to healthy people and to people who are lukewarm and to people who are cold and to people who just need some hope, some real hope.
Right.
Not fancy pants, slick talking hope.
I just bought myself a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's
not that kind of hope.
Well,
yeah.
that's actually, you know, that lottery ticket, that's a tax on hope.
That's
you know what? These poor people, they all the marketing goes to the poorest towns, the poorest neighborhoods. What is that? The government can't get in their pockets because they don't have any money. So what do? The only thing these people have is hope. And that lottery system taxes that hope
that's
to
right.
death.
That's right.
And it's an evil thing. And I tell you, I'm sorry, I'm getting on a soapbox here. But there's real hope alive in Jesus Christ, and He loves you, and you can spread the word.
Amen. Very, very good. Thank you very much, Mike. That's great. You know, you want to talk about somebody who's on fire for the church. I'm going to go and we have another little, I guess it's a plug for Ave Maria Radio. This guy, he has been very, very busy lately, okay, because of the scandal that's sort of erupted because of the media, you know, and their attention to problems that occur in the church, and so I mean,
their attention to what they think
is the fact.
Well, what they would like to present.
That's right.
That's right. It's what they want to go. They want to go and poke holes in the church. And before I get, we go in and listen to Bill, I want you to know this number, use this number, call this number, make that pledge. Here's the number, 877-288-1077. Again, that number is 877-288-1077. Let's listen to a guy who's on fire for the church and for Ave Maria Radio, and this is Bill Donahue.
Hi, my name is Bill Donahue, president of the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights. We're the nation's largest Catholic civil rights organization, headquartered in New York City with 350,000 members nationwide and a lot of vigorous chapters around the country. Well, it's absolutely important to have people like Al Krester and Ave Maria out there, because if not, I'm sitting here in New York trying to educate the public about Catholic bashing, but it's not sufficient. I need some help. I need it around the country. What Al Krester has done in particular is like a large microphone. He's been able to be like an echo chamber. He takes the work that we've done here in New York about some incident where Catholicism is under attack, and it surely is these days. I'll get on the show with Al, and he'll pump it out. He'll let the people know. He'll inform the people. Not everybody has time to get onto the websites and read. People are in cars. People at their homes. It's very important that people be able to transmit this information. And guys like Al Krester is a perfect pipeline for the information that we disseminate through the Catholic League. There's no question about it. If you want to be an informed Catholic, you can't just depend on the secular media. I'm not saying to ignore the secular media. You have to understand what's going on, whether it's through the internet, the electronic media, radio, television, or the newspapers. But at the end of the day, it's still not sufficient. Why? Because they're not going to give you a Catholic-informed perspective. You're also going to learn about some issues which the regular media are going to ignore. And I'm not just talking about things which are of parochial concern to Catholics. I'm talking about wide cultural issues where there's a Catholic perspective on it. And maybe it's an issue which the regular media aren't picking up on. Unless you have access to Catholic radio, unless you listen on a regular basis to Catholic radio, unless you avail yourself of the resources of Ave Maria, you're missing out. You can't count yourself an informed Catholic if you're simply dependent on the regular media for your digestion of news. You know, if I'm sitting at home or I'm in a car, I'm going to make a mental note of this. Without Ave Maria, I am going to be misinformed. I am not going to have my hands on the ready information that I need to have if I want to have a Catholic informed conscience. So what do? Listen, people, everything in this society costs money, but how many people could really afford not to contribute to Ave Maria? After all, to the extent that we don't have Catholic radio, we're all going to be less well off. And I don't mean just us. I mean the entire public, because it's not just Catholics who will stumble onto Catholic radio. Other parts of the public will too. So reach into your pocketbooks. Call in now. They need the money. They're not like a PBS, which gets the money from the government. They're not like some of these other places where they have all these fat cats who are funding them. If you don't care enough to fund Catholic radio, then there won't be Catholic radio. So listen to Bill Donahue, president of the Catholic League. It's important to all of us. Make a contribution. Make it now, and you won't regret it.
All right.
Make a contribution.
You know, now.
I like his R's. Al Krester.
I like Al Krester. Yeah.
Ave Maria. I love that guy.
Speaking of Al Krester, we are going to go and shift microphones over here because we have the one and only, the CEO of Ave Maria Radio and the host of Krester in the Afternoon, along with his co-host, basically, our producer, Nick Tom, is going to be joining us as well. And he's going to carry us into his hour, this 4 o'clock hour, and we definitely want to hear from all of you. I think Bill said it very, very well, but we do need to hear from you. Here's the number to call, 877-288-1077. I wish there was an R on there. 877-288-1077. Give us a call, and we want to hear from you right now. Thank you.
We have two left on this Mater Ecclesiae.
Well, thanks, Tom. Mike, thank you very much, and it's good to be in. Just had the opportunity to sit down with the former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, and his wife, Callista. You may not know, Newt Gingrich entered the Catholic Church this year after 10 or 11 years of sitting around going to the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception with his wife, and it finally dawned on him after all those years that he was in fact a Catholic. And so it took a while for that realization to dawn on him, but through osmosis and through some that often happens. People, the work of the Holy Spirit is such that it penetrates slowly over a period of time, and people wake up to realize that they are, in fact, Catholic. They have to work through theological issues, but in a way, their heart's already been directed and changed. Anyways, he and his wife, Callista, have put together 9 Days That Changed the World. It's an outstanding DVD dealing with the 9 days that John Paul II returned to Poland back in June of 1979, and many people see that as critical in the collapse of Soviet-style communism and the return of Poland to the Polish people and the eventual collapse of the Berlin Wall. It's a wonderfully done documentary, which is available available in the online bookstore. It's available really wherever you buy DVDs. But it's called 9 Days That Shook the World and
Changed the
hosted,
World.
9 Days That Changed the World. Thank you. 9 Days That Changed the World, hosted by Newt and Callista Gingrich.
And you can hear that interview Monday afternoon on Cresta in the Afternoon,
right.
Provided that we raise the funds necessary to get back to regular programming.
Yes. In fact, we were getting prepared for Monday's program already. But that does presuppose that we will be here Monday. And
doing programming and not still raising funds.
Well, let me talk to you as those who enjoy listening to Cresta in the Afternoon, as well as other programming here on Ave Maria Radio. We've done, this is now our 20th membership drive in one form or another. And, you know, some of you have been with us from the beginning. And you know the arguments as well as I do. Some of you are new to it, and so we keep rehearsing the reasons why it's so important to maintain Catholic Radio, how Catholic Radio is independently lay-run and driven, that we don't rely upon the diocese for financial support. We're blessed to have great moral support from our bishops. We also are the largest producer of Catholic radio programming, English radio, English-speaking radio programming in the world, right here, out of these studios. It's just me, Nick Tom, Teresa Tomeo, Tom Lowy, Kara Coulter, and the bunch of us. We produce all this radio. Dr. Ray, Greg and Lisa. We produce more English language Catholic original Catholic radio programming than anyone else in the English speaking world. Now, and we're able to do this because of your support.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not just a matter of I've been watching Seaman Shama's series on the power of art, and it's funny to watch the relationships between some of the great artists like Caravaggio and Bernini, and their relationship to their patrons, which in many cases were the popes or were cardinals or other well-placed aristocracy. That isn't the same kind of relationship we have with you. Our relationship with you is an authentic partnership in ministry. Lives are not just made more, lives are not just ornamented better because of our partnership. Lives are changed. Lives are transformed. We just talked to, again, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, who was a Southern Baptist for many years. Dan has had his ups and downs spiritually. I'm sure, you know, he'd be first to admit that. But he entered the Catholic Church, came into full communion with the Church, because he believed that what the Church taught was true,
mm-hmm.
and because he wanted the grace that was available. Now, somebody has to be there proclaiming the grace that is available through Christ. Christ mediates his grace to us through the people that he's appointed as his apostles. So, for instance, in John chapter 20, Jesus says, Those whose sins you forgive will be forgiven. Those whose sins you retain will be retained. It's a critical, critical moment in salvation history, because there you have God incarnate taking a prerogative of God, the capacity to forgive sin, and delegating that authority to human agents. That's what the Catholic Church is about. It is about having been commissioned by Christ, united to Christ, and serving as a vehicle for the dissemination of God's grace. And it's that grace which transforms human beings. That's what takes people who are in the old Adam and converts them into the new Adam. It's that grace that takes people who are in the kingdom of darkness and transfers them into the kingdom of God's dear Son. That is what the Catholic Church is about. And because that's what Christ is doing through his church, that's why we need the scaffolding of Catholic radio. Because you want somebody there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, trumpeting what Jesus is doing in our lives. And so we have a wide variety of programming. We have testimonies that are made, people sharing autobiographically what Christ has done in my life, how my life is different. We have people who are offering advice so we can live more richly in God's abundant grace. Programs like The Doctor Is In and Heart, Mind, and Strength. You have programs like Catholic Connection and Crest in the Afternoon, which tries to understand the society and the culture we're living in through the teaching of the Church, so we can be better. By being more faithful Catholics, we actually become better citizens, and we become more effective communicators of those truths underlying all of human experience. Now, I've just gone on, and I haven't given out the phone number at all, because I wanted to make the case for what we're doing here at Crest in the Afternoon and at Ave Maria Radio. Rest assured, your support is absolutely vital. There is nobody in the background here that we go to if we fall short. What you hear us saying to you is, we're listener-supported, and we are utterly dependent upon your support. If you like what you're hearing, if it's making the difference in your life, if your children are, it's helping create an environment in which your children are able to hear again, there again, on again, off again, Catholic teaching, if it's creating an environment where you can tell friends and relatives, hey, you can get those questions answered over here on 990 or 1340 or 98.5, then take it upon yourself to enter more fully into this partnership, because your financial support is absolutely necessary. Our number is 1-877-288-1077. That's 1-877-288-1077. All the lines are vacant right now. We've got the volunteers sitting there. New stream of volunteers came in. They're anxious to hear from you. Call now. This is a very serious matter. 1-877-288-1077.
There are even challenges that are left over from the last hour that have yet to be redeemed. Even though we're at 4:30, halfway through this hour already, there is a Mater Ecclesia challenge of, I actually don't know how much it started as, but it's a contribution of $20 a month or more, and $100 will be added to your pledge, and then we would also qualify you to be a day sponsor. So you can call in with a contribution of $20 a month or more. $100 will be added to that pledge, making it a gift of $340, and we will give you a day sponsorship, which is normally for a contribution of $365. So a great opportunity to maximize your giving right here. We need two more calls that are $240 or more. $100 added to it, and you can be a day sponsor. Again, our day sponsorships are an opportunity for you to just, like it says, sponsor a day of programming on Ave Maria Radio. We will have customized 15-second commercials that will air at least six times throughout the day, and it will air during programs like Catholic Connection, Father John Ricardo, and Crest in the Afternoon. It won't be relegated to the overnights. We will air it in prime time, and you can basically write the script, and we can assist in that, whether you want it to be on a feast day of a family member, if you want it to be in memory of someone, in honor of a priest that's made a difference in your life, maybe on his anniversary of ordination. You can do it as an advertisement for a business, excuse me, or to advertise a school or a parish event or a function. So call now, 877-288-1077. And again, you can get that day sponsorship by contributing only $240 or $20 a month. It's about 60 cents a day or so. And $100 will be added to it because of the Mater Ecclesiae Challenge. Just say, I want to take part in the $240 challenge, and our volunteers will make it happen. The phone number is 877-288-1077. Two of these remaining. You're scouring the scriptures.
I'm looking here, yes.
For a word of inspiration?
Well, I'm just going through here, and I... coming through the Gospel of Luke, and noticing that Jesus starts his public ministry, and there's this remarkable visitation at his baptism, when all the people are being baptized, Jesus himself goes and gets baptized. And as he's praying, heaven opens, the Holy Spirit descends on him in bodily form like a dove. And then a voice comes, says, "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." And Jesus was about 30 years old when he began his ministry. And it goes over a long genealogy. Of course, the genealogy is there because it's in biblical, the biblical worldview. The faith is transmitted generation to generation. We live in a world in which, in a way, genealogies don't mean all that much. It's almost as though every generation starts off on its own, and it has, basically reinvents the universe with each generation. This is not true in a biblical understanding of things, nor in a Catholic understanding of things. Jesus, after he has this baptism, is then led by the Holy Spirit into the desert. And there for 40 days, he's tempted by the devil. And the devil, has his way of trying to break down Jesus' defenses. And Jesus says, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Remember what we do. We are able, through radio, and John Paul II was very big on the use of radio for as an analog to Jesus' public preaching. With radio, we are able to present the Word of God. Man does not live on bread alone. But if you listen to 990 AM, you'll find plenty of food. All right? And we often forget that because we think of our faith sometimes as just another aspect of our pop culture. It's one thing we do. Everybody's got their hobbies. I got my religion. You've got your sports. And, I just like to listen to preaching. That's not what this is about. This is about a proclamation from the very center of the Creator's heart. It is God himself speaking to those whom he's created and redeemed. Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Think about the very fact that this can be laid out on the airwaves, and that anybody driving by or sitting in their kitchen or in their garage, that this can be picked up, that the Word of God can be broadcast in this fashion. And there can be expositions of it. We can talk about it. We can, you know, analyze it. We can learn how to use it in apologetics. We can learn how to use it in helping us to overcome all kinds of disorders. We can use it, the Word of God, to inspire us to take action in the world. And WDEO 990 AM, WMAX 1440 AM, and WDEO FM are all there as resources, radiating centers of the Word of God, helping to massage the very environment with that radiant Word. I mean, think about that. And it's your support that enables that to happen. Without your support, that doesn't happen. Without your support, things get trimmed back. This water that is sometimes associated with the Holy Spirit, instead of flowing out in living streams, begins to recede, falls in upon itself. The well begins to get dry. But with your support, the dam breaks, the water flows, the land gets lush, and people are able to thrive again. That's really the difference between the Word of God and the Word of man. The Word of God brings life. The Word of man brings death. We can choose to adopt a divine perspective on things, or we can adopt what the book of Ecclesiastes says. We can adopt the perspective of, quote, under the sun, human viewpoint. You have at your disposal 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, an outlet that enables you to send friends, send in relatives, to tune in for your children, to sit there and take notes yourself from teachers like Father John Ricardo or Father Carapi or Catholic Answers, Jimmy Akin and Carl Keating. That's what you've got. And it is 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't here. It didn't exist. Radio had been around for a long time. Catholics had even been involved in radio in the 1920s. But think about this. There was no modern Catholic radio 15 years ago. It didn't exist. And it's only come about because, again, Catholic lay people, motivated by the Holy Spirit, decided they were going to risk. They were going to take a step out in faith. And eventually they were going to put out into the deep. And now on this day that I speak with you, there's 150 or so Catholic stations in the continental United States. We provide a substantial portion of the programming for those stations.
Yes.
Between Catholic Connection, Dr. Zen, Crest in the Afternoon, Heart, Mind, and Strength, Christ is the Answer, Food for the Journey, again, it's a very human process. It doesn't just happen. The resources don't drop from the sky like manna from heaven. They come from you. And when they come from you, there's a name. We see your name. We know that you're in partnership with us, members of one body, doing the work that God has called us to do. So here's the number again, 1-877-288-1077. Let's keep this thing growing instead of contracting. 1-877-288-1077.
Even at 3:40 in the afternoon, 40 minutes into this hour, we still need one more challenge to clear off the Mater Ecclesia challenge. One donation of $240 or more will have $100 added to it. Plus, you'll receive a day sponsorship. So let's go and get this challenge completed. and see if we can come up with another challenge. If you'd like to phone in a challenge and be that next great incentivizing factor for people to call, then please, now is the time for you to step up to the plate. 877-288-1077. One phone line is occupied. And we do have, again, one more opportunity to take advantage of the Mater Ecclesia Challenge. $20 a month or more, and $100 will be added to your pledge. Please call as we take our break that should have taken about 10 minutes ago.
Ooh, wow.
Bottom of the hour break. We'll come back and have about 15 minutes to clear up this hour. Please call 877-288-1077.
Cresta in the Afternoon is brought to you in part by Sienna, the Catholic mobile phone company. With Sienna, 5% of every voice plan goes to help the culture of life in America, over $1 million to date. Sienna uses the same nationwide digital networks as the big guys without contracts or termination fees. Flexible calling plans allow you to support a pro-life company and the culture of life with every call. To learn more, the toll-free number is 877-474-3662 or on the web at prolifecatholic.com.
I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, co-publisher and editor-in-chief of the Chaldean News. This month we feature the debut special nine-month series about the Jewish and Chaldean community in Metro Detroit and how we've collaborated over the years. We also feature stories on the Chaldean American Chamber of Commerce honorees, Happy Asker is the Business Person of the Year of Happy's Pizza, and Akram Hermes is the Humanitarian of the Year. Much of our stories about people and religious vocations were overshadowed by an opinion piece written by one of our publishers. The molestation issue and attack on our Pope prompted letters, calls, and comments on Facebook with how we address that issue. In retrospect, that opinion piece should have been balanced by another point of view, and more research into the issue needed to be conducted before such a strong opinion was taken. We will be publishing letters to the editor and a piece in defense of our Holy Father Pope Benedict in the May issue of the Chaldean News. And a clarification piece about the column is now published on our website at www.chaldeannews.com. God bless.
It's spring again. Creature Control is here to remind you that this means lots of invasive animals are looking for a cozy place to raise their young. It's also the beginning of Michigan's bat season. Creature Control has the longest bat exclusion warranty in the state. Regardless of your needs, whether it's mice, insects, or animal removal, Creature Control can solve your problems. Call 800-441-1519. That's 800-441-1519. Creature Control. Your place for pest solutions.
Start your day a better way with the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN and Ave Maria Radio. Hi, I'm Brian Patrick. We'll help you get going each morning with prayer, the daily readings and reflections, church history, the lives of the saints, timely interviews, the nation's weather, and the day's news from a Catholic perspective. Start each day with the Sunrise Morning Show, weekday mornings on Ave Maria Radio.
The Sunrise Morning Show.
Evelyn is a Tell-A-Friend volunteer. Recently, Evelyn sent out an email to 32 women who attend four different parishes in the Metro Detroit area, informing them that she loves to listen to Ave Maria Radio. Most of these women had never heard of Catholic radio before, but maybe they're listening now, all because Evelyn was bold enough to tell her friends. Are you bold enough like Evelyn? You can be a Tell-A-Friend volunteer, too. To learn more, go to AveMariaRadio.net and click the Tell-A-Friend button. Join the team. Tell a friend about Ave Maria Radio.
And get some fast action on the phone.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. You're listening to the Ave Maria Radio Spring Membership Drive. I'm Nick Tom, along with Al Cresta. We are in the hour of Cresta in the Afternoon. We are out of the Modern Ecclesia Challenge has been met, and we are up to about 3:45 in the 4:45 in the afternoon, and we're about halfway through the hours of Crest in the Afternoon, and we need to see far more response on the phone lines. We have three phone lines that are currently occupied, but the time is getting short, and we're almost 2 days through the drive, And we are a significant way behind where we were last spring at this time. So this is your opportunity to help us get back in the game, so to say, and you know, make this a reasonable goal for going into the end of the week. 877-288-1077 is the phone number. That's 877-288-1077. We were talking about the growth of Catholic Radio before we went to break, and you know, Catholic Radio is absolutely still in its infancy. There's approximately 12,000 commercial stations, about 2,500 non-commercial radio stations in the United States, and you know, still, even though Catholic Radio has grown by leaps and bounds, as Al you were mentioning before the commercial break, that there were 150 stations, Catholic stations in the United States, which is extraordinary over the course of only 15 years, and most of those came online in the last 10 years. You know, we're still woefully underrepresented when it comes to the number of Protestant stations there are and the number of stations in general. We're talking about over 12,500 stations in the United States, and Catholics only have about 150 of them. But this is your opportunity to help grow Catholic Radio. Ave Maria Radio has been around since virtually since the beginning. We produce more programming. Many of these local stations may not be able to survive without programming that is provided by Ave Maria Radio. So this is a chance for you to help others and share your faith in a wider community, become a partner in the work of the new evangelization. You can support the work of the people and the programs that you love, but you also are able to share those programs with that wider community that I just mentioned. Your gift becomes an investment in a better and more full, more vibrant community wherever these broadcasts are heard. So your donation enables this program to not only serve your area, but to serve 150 other local stations that don't have the money to produce their own programming. So it is a great way to evangelize all over the country. 877-288-1077 is the phone number. 877-288-1077.
We're right now we're taking a look at a new challenge that as you know, we send out a mailing prior to the membership drive to see what kind of matching funds might be available. And Tom Lowy, who receives and works on that, is now taking a look to see what's available. But I have something, whether or not there's any matching funds or not, there's something really serious happening in American Catholicism right now. We've just had a new round of reporting on Catholic clergy abuse in Europe. And what that done is it's generated a new climate of revulsion towards your church. In spite of, I suppose, some would say, because of all the media attention, your neighbors, and maybe you, have a grossly distorted picture of clergy sexual misconduct. Now, this is a bad situation, but let me tell you this. We know that without Catholic Radio, a lot of what's being presented in newspaper and on television and other radio outlets is going to be left unaddressed. Now, some of you say, well, is there any way that you can bring anything positive out of this? Well, that's not my point. My point isn't to make anything positive out of these wicked perverts. That's God can do that in a supernatural way that I can't even imagine. However, the wickedness of people like the wicked acts of people like John Gagan, Paul Shanley, and John Birmingham, and Marcial Maciel Delgado, and the neglect of high-ranking clerics, like now Bishop McCormick and Cardinal Law, in spite of that, the abuse crisis is over in America. the evil is not as widespread, it's not as current, and it's not as threatening as imagined. There's a Wall Street Journal NBC News poll which found that 64% of those questioned thought Catholic priests frequently abuse children. What? Your neighbors think that. And what do you say to them? How do you respond to them when they say that? Well, they don't say it. They don't tell you because they're too polite. This Wall Street Journal NBC News poll says 64% believe that Catholic priests frequently abuse children. And I'm telling you that we in America, now I can't talk about Europe because Europe, I don't have the experience, but I'm telling you here, hardly anyone's noticed in America that this abuse crisis is not growing in the Catholic Church. The sheer volume of press reports mislead us into thinking that the scandal is widening, while the reality is that it's been shrinking for a quarter of a century. Now, I don't blame the press because of this. They're going to do the reporting. My gosh, we paint a big bullseye on our back and then complain when somebody shoots an arrow through it, you know? So I'm not blaming the press. In fact, Boston Globe's reporting back in 2002 was essential to force American bishops to deal with it. But I am saying now, in 2010, that it's in the United States, it's over. And in fact, it has been over for a while. It's been shrinking. I just went to my homepage. I read a headline there. Listen to this. This is why you need Catholic radio. I go to my homepage, I read a headline, Catholic priest arrested in molestation case. You know, your feelings are probably the same as mine. I'm ready to run to the parish, protect my child, and reduce the bodily integrity of the perpetrator. But I wouldn't win any thanks for vigilante justice because I'd be 30 years too late. The crime and the headline are all too terrible and all too typical. And let me read you the lead on this. Quote, a retired Roman Catholic priest was charged with first-degree sex offense and crime against nature, and other allegations were made after he, et cetera, more than 30 years ago. These are old cases. They're making sensational headlines. Norway. Norway's Catholic Church reveals new abuse cases. But Norway doesn't have new abuse cases. The church disclosed 4 cases there that had previously been overlooked. 2 from the 1950s, 1 from the 1980s, and another one that remains based on rumors. What was new was that the press finally learned of these cases at all. I'm telling you that Catholic radio is there to help you deal straight up with this stuff because we understand the judicial and canonical processes involved, because we know in some cases the primaries that are involved, because we have access to information. And I'm saying that the Catholic radio is a resource that enables you to stand proud in the midst of a terrible time. You don't have to defend the personnel of the Catholic Church. Doing apologetics doesn't mean defending perverts. It does mean telling the truth. And telling the truth more effectively, more clearly, and in a richer way than you can possibly get from the New York Times or the Associated Press. Did you know? People are talking about this great crisis. Did you know that delayed reporting by the victims has helped to create this time lag between the criminal acts and the public awareness? Indeed, some bishops ignored accusations and failed to report them in a timely manner. They were, you know, I don't know, cowards. They feared lawsuits. They feared scandal. They neglected the pastoral care of victims and the public's right to know the danger represented by certain priests. But delayed media reporting wasn't generally due to Episcopal foot dragging. The victims themselves postponed reporting the abuse. That's understandable. Less than 13% of the victims abused between 1960 and 1980 lodged a complaint that in the year of the abuse. Two-thirds filed their complaints after 1992. Half of those complaints were made in the years 2002 and 2003 alone. This means that the media has been covering old news and understandably, but unfortunately, creating a climate of suspicion years after the abuse has been perpetrated. Thanks to the reforms instituted by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Catholic Church in America today is the safest private or public institution for children. You won't hear that reported. You won't hear that reported. And this is beyond dispute. The John Jay College of Criminal Justice has shown repeatedly that the vast majority of the abuse cases took place from the mid-60s to the mid-80s. And the reports over the last 5 years show a rapid decline. Please, listen carefully. Listen carefully to what I'm going to say now. The latest report covering 2008 and 2009 show exactly six credible allegations. Do you have any idea how many clergy there are in the United States? 40,000 priests, 21,000 permanent deacons and religious brothers, tens of thousands of lay Catholic church workers. Amidst all these 80 or 90,000 American clergy and lay workers, only six credible allegations were lodged in 2008 and 2009.
There's probably some large corporations that have more than six allegations lodged against them.
Well, school districts.
In a,
I mean,
much less the entire United States school system.
Again, notice the historic flow on this. Number of cases increased in the 60s, peaked in the 70s, declined in the 80s, and by the 90s had returned to the levels of the 50s. Now, one case of abuse is one too many, and it's worth a millstone or two, you know? But it's time to say that the American clerical sex abuse crisis is over. And why don't people know this? Why don't you know this? Well, last month, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops posted the new figures on its website. But by then, the Associated Press and the New York Times caught the scent of sin and crime in Europe, and old wounds were reopened, and it's a general rule of journalism that bad news always displaces good news. And, you know, who wants to plow through? I do this because it's what I'm called to do, but who wants to plow through this stuff? It's tedious. It's disgusting. But I'm telling you, you won't hear this. In fact, you won't hear this anywhere but on Catholic radio. Now, a week or two, you may hear it other places because the news is going to get out. Somebody's finally going to wake up and say, oh, wait a minute, didn't they say that there were only six credible allegations in 2008 and 2009? Yeah. Well, isn't that news? Yeah. That's news. We ought to do something. Don't you think we should publish? Yeah, we ought to publish that. Okay. Well, it's a slow news day. Let's get it out there. 17A. The number's 1-877-288-1077. That's the kind of reporting you get with Catholic Radio. We're serious about the Catholic faith. We're serious about good and evil. We're serious about God's plan for sexual expression. And we're serious about protecting children and calling criminal acts criminal acts.
Hey, all. Tom Lowy here, Development Director for Ave Maria Radio. I've got a really cool challenge that just came up. This is a very good one. This is the value of this is $2,200, okay? What we're looking for is donors who can make a pledge of $15 a month, $180 a year, and they will add $100 to each one of those gifts. We need 22 of those, okay? 22 gifts at $180 each. $100 will be added to that. That means that a gift of $180 $180 becomes $280 for Ave Maria Radio. We should be able to light the phones up with this one. And I think it's called, by the way, you'll love this, because after, especially